So good afternoon.
Afternoon, my dear brother. How is it?
Everything's well. Happy Democracy Day.
Oh, thank you, husband.
Okay, so may we know you? What's your name?
My name is Mr. Adam Usman.
Mr. Adam Usman, okay.
I'm from Kogi.
From Kogi State, okay. Yes. So what are your expectations the next 3 years? Are they different from, you know, previous 1 year before he got elected on this day last year?
Okay, before I give you the answer, actually, President Muhammad Buhari is a messiah. To me, he's a messiah. Because a lot of Nigerian people feared him much because of when he was a head of state as a military regime,
okay.
He did a lot.
Okay.
He fought corruption.
Okay.
For that, a lot of people, those who has been embezzling money,
they are afraid of him.
When he wanted to, though actually he has been winning the election, but didn't give it to him.
Okay. So you
then when he come over now,
they're now afraid of him.
A lot has been afraid of him. Most especially the bad egg among Nigerians. But to me, I love his administration.
Okay.
And I like it. And I believe he'll do more.
Okay, so in what ways has President Buhari impacted your life in the past 1 year? In what way?
Number one, when we talk of this Boko Haram, I travel far. I travel to Southwest and North area. But when this thing was going on, I'm afraid of going to Northern area. But now, every place, most of the places were peace now.
So everywhere is more safer now.
Most of the northeast now is peaceful. Although it's not 100%
peaceful,
but we have about 80-something% now.
Okay. So what would you like his priority to be in the next 3 years?
Number one, he has done a lot towards this Boko Haram. Secondly, fuel. Our economy, you know, when he came over, the economy was very poor. Very, very poor. But a lot of Nigerians didn't understand how the situation of the country is. You understand, but to my own understanding, this man, if God spare his life till the next 3 years, I believe Nigeria will join more than the previous government.
So, since you are a big Buhari fan, are you saying there is no any disappointment in the last 1 year?
No, be a human being. You cannot be 100% okay.
Okay, so what
No
what
matter
has he
how,
done it,
there are some other promises he made, but he cannot do it now.
Now. Okay.
The reason why is that his hope on the economic was failed when he get there.
Okay.
You understand? But had he been the man when he was elected and everything was okay, I believe he will do better. But there are some other promises he made, but it has failed. But let me say 20% failed, but about 60-something% okay.
Okay.
With him.
So if there is one thing you will tell President Buhari, what will it be? If there is one thing you want to tell him, that okay, please do this in the next 3 years.
To me, as a driver, I'm a member of National Union Road Transport Worker.
Okay.
Most of Nigeria roads are bad.
Okay.
In Asamba, the roads are bad. I wish he can come over to that. If he's able to
fix all the roads,
he cannot even do the whole. At least 60% out of 100. If he's able to touch it, I believe things will be okay. Then this fuel, we believe the fuel will come over later. We are buying a high price now, but I believe when the Nigeria refinery is okay, we believe things will come down. The fuel will come down. Then I employ him also. We need this local tire production. If he can employ them instead of buy from the outside the country, you know, we import the tires.
Yes.
If he's able to help us and we have a local production in Nigeria now, I believe the tire price will come down. If he's able to go to that issue, I will be very happy. And I pray he will do better. You know, as a human being, you cannot do anything on your own. But God will lead him through. And we also, God will lead us through.
Thank you
so much.
And happy Democracy Day.
Happy Democracy Day too to you.